you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, Memorization Monday, July 20th, 2020. And Marianne, I'm excited about today's interview, our special guest that's going to talk about a very special verse, a verse that maybe is familiar to many, if not most of you, because it's one that we've gone to. It's, for many, it's their favorite verse in life, or it's something that they ponder and think a lot about, but it's Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Oh, listening friend, it's going to be a good morning, a good day, because we're going to be talking about not being anxious because we serve a great God. Mm-hmm. And our special guest today is Bill Dolan, who lives in Lincoln. And Bill, you don't know this, but you're living up to your billing.
Oh.
And
I love the play on words.
Yeah, and I say that because I've heard so many positive, affirming things about you. And I can't wait to a little more formally introduce you, but I feel like I want to say this right off the bat, that you live up to your billing, because I think it's Howard at WLUJ and others, and I can quote Howard directly. He said, Bill is probably the most consistently happy person that's content of anyone he knows. And he just says, Bill is always joyful. And then the other thing that I'm just learning, because we've only talked once and then text a few times back and forth, but I heard how much you're supportive of Christian causes, how much you give to things. And as we were talking off air, I don't know if you noticed this, Marianne, but the first thing he wanted to talk about is the Salvation Army, where he serves, and that special stuff, the bus, the supply drive that they're doing. Because I was saying, hey, Bill, is there some things you want to talk about yourself or questions we can ask about you? And he right away deferred to things that he's involved in and others. And I heard Bill is very others-focused.
That's powerful.
And so that's a little bit of an introduction. But let me also say about Bill and our listeners, especially the Great News Radio listeners that are maybe unfamiliar with Bill's voice and the legacy that he started that we're a part of now. Bill was I don't know if I can say the founder, but he was the first station manager of WLLM. In fact, it was through Bill and the frequency with like zero listeners that he helped grow it and develop it over a number of years to where they had like just about $100,000 budget, many listeners, a lot of volunteers. He built a team of support team to help and assist him. He worked with community leaders and so got to be really well known around the Lincoln area and where the WLLM signal went out. I think you served as the station manager. I know you were in radio for about 20 or 30 years, but was it about 13 years as the station manager for WLLM?
Yeah, it was 13 years. Okay. It started on the air September 1st of 2004, and we got off the air in May of 2016.
Okay, so about 4 years ago. And so as we connected recently and I said, oh, Bill, I want to share you with the Great News Radio listeners, but I'm sure there's some WLLM listeners that there's a warming of their hearts to hear your voice again. You were like an integral part in the community. You still are. But you said, sure, Mark, I'll be on the radio. It's something that God has used in your life and gifted you for, and you did for many years. And then about 4 years ago, because of a transition and some other things, and sending out resumes and saying, okay, Lord, I'm available to be a pastor. I've been formally trained. I love to preach and share God's word. What do you have for me? And as you sent out many different resumes and no church initially hired you on, you said, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? And God provided the Salvation Army. I think it's called the Lincoln Salvation Army 360 Life Center. And so you assist when people come in what different ways?
We do assist in a number of different ways. We do assist with utility bills. With the whole COVID-19 situation we've been dealing with for the last several months, many people have come to us more than usual with various needs. Many are unemployed. Many have found themselves without jobs, sadly. Many kids have had to learn from home with schools closing. And many people have just not been able to have the funds to be able to get groceries and just the daily necessities. So we've been able to assist many through tangible things like help them pay bills. And we do have a food pantry, so we do assist there. Also, we do get involved in what's called EDS, or Emergency Disaster Services. We do get on the scene in any location in central Illinois, pretty much closer to Lincoln, though, where we are on the ground helping, feeding people. We are here very soon going to be getting a canteen, a mobile vehicle where we will be able to assist people. In fact, I don't know, a month or so ago, 2 months ago, there was a plane accident on I-55. A plane had crashed as it was flying over, and just a devastating situation. And our center in Lincoln was able to be on the site to feed the first responders and take care of any emotional or spiritual care that was necessary there on the site. So we do a lot of that sort of thing. We do have homeless veterans that stay with us through what we call our GPD program. And there are, I don't know, five guys currently that are staying up there. And the purpose for that is to get them off the street and to help them find a place to live. And for those that are of age and choose to, we want to get them a job and help them to kind of get into a place where they feel comfortable and secure and, you know, kind of give them a little self-confidence. So we've got our fingers in a lot of things right now.
That's great.
I think I've seen a few of your different posts. You have the opportunity sometimes to pray with the people that come in and to help. And I know that's close to your heart, the prayer ministry. And I think you've helped establish and continue. I know COVID has put a little wrinkle in the consistency of meeting together, but for how many years have you and a group of some of your faithful volunteers from WLLM in the past and staff and other members of various churches, how many years has it been that you meet? I think the first Wednesday of every month?
Yeah, it is the first Wednesday of every month. It actually started long before I even was associated with WLLM. Every Tuesday, there would be a group of people that would meet in the building at 800 South Postville Drive, which is no longer part of the radio station. But back in the day, prior to WLLM, in fact, it was WLLM, but it was a simulcast of WLUJ. They had purchased the frequency, and it was originally an old kind of Frank Sinatra, Andy Williams kind of radio station. In fact, it was one of the first radio stations in all of Lincoln. It started in 1950 under WPRC, so many of our Lincoln listeners right now would recognize those call letters. And probably went through, I don't know, three or four different call letter changes over the years. And in the 90s, late 90s, it was changed to WLLM, which stood for Lincoln Land Memories. And Cornerstone Community Radio at the time purchased that frequency and the facility and all the land and all that. And they started simulcasting WLUJ's programming. And so that continued for about 2 years until I was approached one day on the phone. I was doing evangelism work in a 21-foot RV. I was doing music ministry throughout the state and got a phone call from Richard Van Zandt from Cornerstone Community Radio, and he asked if I would be willing to become the station manager of WLLM. He told me he just purchased it and what his vision was for it, and because of my prior association with him and, you know, my experience with radio, and my love for Lincoln. I've been in Lincoln since the early 90s, went to all the colleges, and just have such a heart for this community. And so I prayed about it, and I felt that the Lord was leading me back to Lincoln, and it was just a good fit. So we took an empty, deserted building, and with the assistance of Cornerstone, we renovated the building and put up drywall and cleaned it out. But during that time, there was a group of WLUJ listeners and community people from around the Lincoln area who would meet once a week or once a month, I can't recall, that would meet in that broken down building on Postville Drive, and they would pray for the future of WLLM, whatever that was going to be. And I guess Richard over time would show up occasionally at those meetings, And then not long after those happened, then I came on the scene. Those meetings continued for the early days, the early years of the ministry. Then it began to grow, and then eventually it moved from Tuesdays to Wednesdays, and about halfway through the season that I was there, and we would serve a meal. And originally it was just a prayer meeting, and then they started serving a meal.
Hey, that's the Christian way. That's a Christian way. You got to have the food in there.
Yeah. Tell us more.
And so ever since the station closed, the people still loved each other and cared about each other and wanted to still pray. It was a family group, strong connection, and also people decided to keep the prayer meeting going. So the first Wednesday of every month, even though the station building is not there and the ministry in that respect wasn't there anymore, the family community and all that was there, so they decided to keep meeting. So we meet at Hope Chapel in Lincoln the first Wednesday of each month at noon, and it's the old Lincoln Church of the Nazarene across from Walmart and Aldi's and Culver's in Lincoln. And like Mark said, because of COVID-19, we haven't been able to meet, but hopefully sometime in the fall we'll be able to resume those meetings.
You know, that just shows you the power of prayer. I mean, I'm sure that, Bill, you folks, all of you who are praying, have seen so many answers over these years to your prayers. But I feel like even right now, they were praying forward for all of us, even today, sitting here talking to you, Bill.
Yeah, when you were saying that, Bill, I was pointing at Marianne and I, because those prayers, you know, were for us, if you will, and for the future of the station and the ministry and how God would use it. And we have a similar story of people in Cisna Park and throughout some of the smaller towns in the greater Champaign County area that we're praying for God to raise up a new Christian ministry in our area. And so
you just cannot underestimate the power of prayer,
and
ever.
And we relish and really require and appreciate all the senior saints that faithfully daily. You know about that, Bill, because you were saying some of these people have prayed for many, many years. And I look forward to when you gather back. I said, I want to be invited and I want to come and
you
attend.
Said that the other day. Two or three times. Yeah. You said, I want to go down there and meet those people.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. Hey, Bill.
They're a special group of people.
Bill, before we get into our special verse, Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. I wanted to give you a little time to say greetings to your WLLM family, those that you've nurtured and ministered to for many years. And I don't know if you want to say anything, but I know your voice has been used of God to touch people and continues to be used at the Salvation Army and in other locations. And like I said, Howard and others said, Mark, this guy is so happy, filled with joy, consistent. He doesn't complain.
I don't know if I have enough time. I do want to send out a few thank yous, even these many years after the station has, you know, moved on to a new season, because the station is still there. You know, people have been confused over the years. Well, the station closed, but I can still listen to it. So they're just not sure exactly what the status is and what's going on. So I'm sure you'll fill in everybody on that as time goes on. But the station is still there. And so I hope those of you that were listening to WLLM at some time, that you will tune in and continue to enjoy the ministry that Mark and the gang over there at Great News Radio, that they bring to that. And you're going to be ministered to and blessed. Back in the early days when WLLM first started under my leadership, and for those of you out there that do know this, or maybe if you don't know this, I am blind, and I've been blind since I was 15 years old, and, you know, went through very, very many challenges and difficulties associated with that. Came to know Jesus when I was 21 years old. And so because of my blindness, obviously there are things that I can't do. And so when I started the radio station in Lincoln, obviously there were some challenges that had to be dealt with, and I needed sighted people around me in order to accommodate me, in order to do the things that God was wanting us to do. And so because of my prior pastoral experience in Lincoln, I was able to connect with some people that I'd already had relationship with, one being Beverly Tibbs. In New Holland, Illinois, she is a precious lady who came aboard as our very first operations manager, and she was my eyes pretty much during the beginning process of this whole getting this thing started. And I can never say enough how much I appreciate what Beverly Tibbs did for us in the early days after she came aboard. And, you know, Marion, you were talking earlier about Lincoln Christian University.
Mm-hmm.
That college had an opportunity for students to do public service kind of things in their community. We had a group of five college students from Lincoln Christian University, or a college at the time, that came over and volunteered, some of them for like 2 years, came over to volunteer, and they were the nuts and bolts of starting this radio station.
Wow.
They came over, you know, maybe 2 hours a week or whenever they could fit into their class schedule. I had the knowledge, but they had the sight, and they had
wow.
the willingness to serve, and so we all worked together as a team to make this station work. Beverly Tibbs handled all the financial aspect of things and is a very organized person. So
yeah.
She kind of helped to coordinate all the volunteers and all of that sort of stuff. And Pam Pollard, she was one of those original five volunteers that came aboard through the Christian College. And she stuck with us pretty much for the duration of the entire 13 years that we were on the air. And she became pretty much my right-hand lady throughout the entire duration of the ministry there. So Pam Pollard gets kudos, also Bev Tibbs, and all of the 12 volunteers that we had answering phones during record requests, those that would help out during share-a-thons. I would sit behind the board 12 hours a day running the board during share-a-thon. The many local pastors that would come in from around the Lincoln area who would help us on air during our share-a-thons. So many wonderful cooks. Everyone knows you got to have a cook for a share-a-thon. And so we had many wonderful cooks that would come in and provide food and encouragement for the share-a-thons. We had like, I don't know, probably, I was counting them up the other day. I think we had like 25 share-a-thons over that 13-year period. And they were family gatherings. And the ladies that would bring food in and the guys who brought food in, they made it feel like a family environment, and people just had a great time coming together, not just to support the radio station financially, but also to see friends and see family members, and it was just a real special time. If you talk to any of those people, they would all have stories to tell. In fact, I don't know, a couple of years ago, well, shortly before the station closed, when we were celebrating our 10th anniversary, Pam Pollard, who is actually volunteering with us now at the Salvation Army, she's also working with Ray, who I know you'll be talking to later. She put together a 10th anniversary book for WLOM. It's called 10 Years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And in this book, it's like 50 pages. It's full of photographs, stories, favorite recipes from our family reunions. That's what we used to call our share-a-thons. And it just was it's a wonderful pictorial overview. It tells the whole history, different stories, how it all got started, to the different concerts we sponsored. It's just a beautiful picture. So many people got that book on our 10th anniversary.
Well, I'd like
to
have
that. So some
of those
listening right now very well may have that book.
I'd like to have that cookbook.
Pull out and walk down memory lane.
I'd like it.
So,
hey, Bill, Marianne and I wrote a note to each other just right now that there's still so much more to your story and how God's at work in your life. And this being Memorization Monday, we're going to have you back on Testimony Tuesday. Do you think you could be available for tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely.
Because we want to address this great verse, Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, because there's so many things that parallel with your life and I think with all of us. And it's a command. Do not be anxious. God is telling us, do not be anxious. It's like, wait a minute. He doesn't leave any wiggle room for us to be anxious. He's saying, do not. And so we want to have you back to talk a little about that. In case you just tuned in, we have Bill Dolan on the phone, former founder and starter of WLLM in Lincoln, a broadcaster for many years, currently serves at the Lincoln Salvation Army 360 Life Center in Lincoln. And we were going to talk about Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. But there's so much to his testimony and his sharing that we want to have him back tomorrow. So if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and so you can listen to it anytime or when it's convenient, or paste it into a email and send it on to a friend. But Bill, if we can get you to come back tomorrow, we want to pick up a little bit where we left off and talk about this verse, and Marianne's going to do her reading. And thank you for the various ways you're serving the Lord and the positive fragrance of Christ that's upon you, because everyone I've talked to that has known you or knew you in the past has been blessed. And I think you even recently had a post in Facebook that said something along the line like, "Wow, God, thank you for giving me that individual that came up and said, 'Bill, your ministry over the radio station really touched my heart and impacted me.'" Didn't you have somebody share that testimony with you in the last week or two?
I did. It was amazing. It's just amazing to see just how out of the woodwork just people, "If I remember listening to you on the radio, and you're just such an encouragement to me." And some of these people I've never met before, and yet we're old friends because of them tuning in on the radio.
Well, here's the thing, Bill. You have been an encouragement to me today. I mean it. Just the conversation before we started and now and the whole broadcast. I hope we can have you back.
I'd love it.
And, Bill, one thing you don't know about Marianne, but I think you would highly appreciate, she oversees and is the founder of a prayer ministry that's nationwide. Literally, actually, beyond our nation, it's throughout the country, but there's people from around parts of the world. There's an 800 number that people at any hour can call in, and she facilitates and directs and oversees all the various volunteers that will personally pray with people. The foundation is all about prayer, all about petitioning and interceding on behalf of individuals that call in with a variety of prayer requests. So
yeah,
we'll talk some more maybe about that tomorrow and have you back
awesome.
For Testimony Tuesday. We appreciate you, Bill, and our Great News Radio listeners maybe have a better idea of thanking you and the work that you did that's now bringing this programming to so many people throughout Lincoln and well beyond, because WLLM is like a network of four stations that now hear the Great News Radio programming, but a lot of people are very familiar with WLLM, and we account it a privilege and a gift from God that we get to help oversee it and use it to minister the good news message of Jesus. And we'll talk more about Jesus and lifting him up tomorrow. All right. Well, Bill, thank you for being available on Memorization Monday. We'll talk a little more about Philippians 4:6 tomorrow and some of the ways that you've seen God use that verse in your life and how he's kept you from being anxious and at peace and supplying your every needs. And we're so grateful that God is using you at the Salvation Army and using you through Great News Radio and this broadcast today.
Amen.
And all of God's people said, amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Bill Dolan with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.